This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, a fairly eventful Tuesday. If only we had something to talk about tonight on a Tuesday. For those wondering, just a heads up, just an FYI, Trump is scheduled to speak from Florida. He flew back to Florida. He's scheduled to speak at 8:15 Eastern time. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, a fairly eventful Tuesday. If only we had something to talk about tonight on a Tuesday. For those wondering, just a heads up, just an FYI, Trump is scheduled to speak from Florida. He flew back to Florida. He's scheduled to speak at 8:15 Eastern time. We will be carrying it. We will be carrying it live, and we won't even be going to commercial break for it. We're just going to go, hey, former president of the United States of America gets arrested in New York City, wants to say something about it. That's kind of a big enough deal that we're going to let the man have his say. So we will hand it over. It'll be what, third hour. So that's a little ways away. Just a heads up, that is coming. Obviously, we're going to get to all of the Alvin Bragg comments, the media comments from today, the low T GOP response or lack of a response. There are going to be other parts of tonight, like the things they don't want us talking about, like the shooter in Nashville who hunted down Christians and massacred them. They don't want you talking about that anymore. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, there's more going on in the world than just Trump, than what's happening. And in fact, what's happening to Trump is bigger than Trump. We'll talk about that. Talk about manufacturing, parenthood, Disney, you got all kinds of things coming. Let's focus on the Trump stuff and your anger, or maybe sadness is a way to put it. Or well, I'll read this email to you because I had a lot of these. Dear Sergeant Kelly, and I'll get to all the comments, by the way, from Alvin Bragg and everything else. I'll get to those in a minute. Dear Sergeant Kelly, first off, I love my country. Like you, I served my country and gave my oath. I bleed red, white, and blue. But I've had enough of this and where we are heading. It sickens me to think for the first time in my life, does the flag represent a government I can't stand behind? Should I stop flying my flag or maybe fly it upside down? As we are truly a nation in distress. I am truly lost, my brother. Your thoughts. He says, Semper Fi. There are about 500 different versions of that sitting in my inbox today. Watching the former president of the United States of America be
persecuted. I was going to say prosecuted, be persecuted by the communists in this country on charges that are so ridiculous. Even never Trumpers are out there today saying, wait, what? I don't, this doesn't make any sense. It is a gut punch to so many people. And people are down and out and angry. And I can't believe this is happening. And I'll tell you this. I've got some really good things to tell you and some really horrible things to tell you. And we're all just going to have to buckle up and stand by. All right. So for you out there feeling like this right now, I want you to understand how blessed you are. If you're feeling right now, oh my gosh, is my government actually evil? Do I live in an evil country? What? It's actually a sign of how blessed you are. And this is what I mean. How many times have I sat here behind the microphone and told you some history story, whether it's long or short, and told you some history story about some horrific condition people have had to live through at various times throughout the history of the world? The common theme throughout history, common theme, is citizens, civilians in a nation being mistreated by the government of that nation. We, Americans, have generally not experienced things like that. Now, hold on. I'm not naive. I know the government has done horrible things to various citizens of various groups in this country for a very long time. But the vast majority of Americans have had some level, I'm talking to myself here, of real pride in this nation. And we've spent our lifetime. I know, look, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I've spent my lifetime looking down at this nation or down at that nation for how they treat their people. Shoot, I was raised like that, and I wasn't even raised politically. In my home, this was Soviet Union time. I remember this as a small kid. My folks would talk openly about how horrible they treat their own people and how their own people were treated horribly, and they're oppressed by their own government and how horrible that is. And I remember looking down my nose at them thinking, gosh, you Russians suck. Those poor people over there, that government sucks. I'm glad that can't happen here. America, baby, landeth free. And now that you're starting to see, that we're all starting to see the direction the government is heading in this country, patriotic Americans like you who love this nation and are sitting there, maybe right now with your mouth hanging open in horror that Donald Trump was hauled in today, you're asking yourself some hard questions about your country, about your flag. But I want to, before we go into the all the details of this, I want you to understand how blessed that really makes you, that you have lived so much of your life in a country you can be so proud of, because so many people throughout the history of the world have never had that in their lives. Imagine being born in the Soviet Union in 1940, dying by the time you're 40 years old, which many of them did. That person was born and died in a country that was despicable, that treated him or her like useless cannon fodder at best. That person doesn't know, never got to know, even for one day, the blessings that you have known in your life of standing there while they sing the national anthem at a baseball game with your hand over your heart and getting a little misty when they hit that high note and land of the free and looking up at the sky and thanking God that you're an American citizen. You've gotten to know those days. So whatever days are still to come in this country, we're going to talk about those days. Whatever days are still to come, that you and I have had even one day in a country that makes us misty when we think about it, doesn't that show in a small way how blessed we are? And the fact you're sad that you feel like you're losing it, and me, I'm sad, I feel like I'm losing it, that in and of itself shows you how blessed you have been, how blessed by God we have been to live in the land of the free. Now, let's deal in reality. You asked about the flag, because we're going to start playing Alvin Bragg's stupid comments and talk about where we're going, what the response should be, and all these things. in response to the flag. Let me ask you something. Did you ever, with your hand over your heart at that baseball game, misty-eyed as they hit land of the free, did you ever get misty thinking about the DA of New York City? Did you tear up thinking about Congress? The president, Republican or Democrat? Is that ever what brought those feelings for you? The feelings of love, of country, of patriotism? America is not the government. It's not the federal government. It's not your state government. It's not New York City's government. America has always been you. America has always been the people. This was the land of the free. Not because the founders took up arms, although they did, and I appreciate them for it, but because the people took up arms and fought for it. No, don't take up arms. That's not what I'm saying. But the people are what earned us this nation. And America being the land of the free has always been the land of the free because of the people, not the pieces of trash in office. They've always been pieces of trash. Now, they're a lot worse now than they've been before, but America is not the government. My flag is going to keep flying. Why? Because I took my kids to church camp this summer. And when I picked them up, I found out that every morning they would go out and say a prayer and sing hymns to God as that flag was raised up and pray for this nation. And every evening before they went to bed, all those kids, 1,000 of them, would gather around it and say a prayer and sing hymns to God as that flag came down. That's the America I still fly a flag for. Alvin Bragg isn't the United States of America. Alvin Bragg is a piece of trash communist subversive. He's renting here. This country doesn't belong to him. It belongs to you. Fly your flag and don't fly it upside down. Your America, all right? All right, Alvin Bragg time and media response time and where we're going and all these other things. I do want to just point out something really briefly, though, because there are big, big global things happening outside of New York City. Gold up 2.10%. Silver up 4.30%. Chris, would you remind me, who is that guy on the radio who's told you 3-4 weeks ago that you need to call Oxford Gold now because gold and silver are going to go up as the dollar goes down and as the global finance system, it gets more, disastrous. Who was that guy, Chris? He's very handsome. Who was he? Oh, it was me. That's right. It was me. Call Oxford Gold now. Because as this keeps happening, your dollar's going down. People who did call Oxford Gold are getting richer. 833-995-GOLD. Get it in your 401k, in your IRA. Get gold and silver, hard gold and silver, delivered to your front door. Oxford Gold handles all of that for you. 833-995-GOLD. All right? Tell them I told you to call. They'll take good care of you. Now, public comments from today. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as difficult as it was just now for me to cut in on the Eagles soothing us all with the wonderful music, Chris, we must actually get to some news of the day. Speaking of lion eyes, here was Alvin Bragg after he busted Donald Trump.
Why did Donald Trump repeatedly make these false statements? The evidence will show that he did so to cover up crimes relating to the 2016 election. Donald Trump, executives at the publishing company American Media Incorporated, Mr. Cohen, and others agreed in 2015 to a catch and kill scheme. That is a scheme to buy and suppress negative information to help Mr. Trump's chance of winning the election. As part of this scheme, Donald Trump and others made three payments to people who claimed to have negative information about Mr. Trump. To make these payments, they set up shell companies.
Okay, he goes on.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Under New York state law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about. 34 false statements made to cover up other crimes.
Yeah, I'm already bored. All right, let's talk about the why. You know what happened today. You've heard all this. Let's talk about the why. First of all, I know we have a bunch of new listeners, and there'll be a bunch of new people tuning in tonight. So let's understand something. Let's understand it well. Pause on the news of the day for a moment. You know about the Roman emperors. Of course you do. From Julius Caesar to Caligula, you know about the Roman emperors. But before there were emperors, Rome was a republic. Now, don't worry, this is going to tie into today. Just hang with me. When Rome was a republic, Rome eventually, it got so successful that the people who ran the Roman Republic, the senators and those types, they figured out that they can just join together and work together and crap on the people. And if they do that, they can make even more money than they were already making. None of this is sounding familiar, is it? If they just ignore the will of the people and just help each other out, then, wow, I can be twice as rich as I was before. And, of course, that was a good life for a while. But the thing is, people, they will only withstand a government like that for so long. And so what happened was, Romans began to rise. Lots of times these were high-end Romans anyway, but they would speak on behalf of the people. They would say, the people are being oppressed. And they were called populares. This is the populare movement. They would challenge the corrupt system that was oppressing the Roman citizens. It was a corrupt system, and as the populares rose, the Roman system killed them. Almost always they killed them. They would go through the normal legal proceedings. You can't win this election. I'll pull this crooked thing. But in the end, they would kill them. Corrupt systems smash system disruptors, because the system itself, just like what we have here in the United States of America, all of our elites, from senators to corporate elites to educators to entertainers to all these people, they all figured out a while ago, man, screw the people. They're worried about things like their freedoms and the country and stuff like that. But hey, guys, if we all just join together, we can ignore the people and we can get even richer than we are now. Look at that treasury. It's such a big treasury here. Hey, can I dip my hand in it? Hey, we'll all dip our hand into it together. Oh, yeah, the people are mad. Who cares? We work together. And that's the kind of country we have now, a late stage republic. Along comes Donald Trump. Comes down the escalator, and I don't care if you hate him, he said things that you weren't supposed to say. You're not supposed to actually try to secure the border. Secure the border? Does he know what he's saying? We Democrats, we need that border open because, well, we want to water down America and bankrupt the entire system. And then the Republicans, too. The Republicans said, whoa, secure the border. Man, I need that cheap labor. Don't you understand how many hotel chains I own? I got to have someone washing the dishes. He said things you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to secure the border. That's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to leave the border open while lying to the people, acting like you care about it and enriching yourself. You're not supposed to try to end foreign wars. All the elites have gotten together and made piles and piles of money. The generals go from being a general right onto the board of Raytheon, where he makes a couple million, then right back to being a general. And of course, the politicians get all the lobbying money. And hey, we've all got this great racket going. Hey, shut up, Trump. Stop trying to end these wars. Shut up. Donald Trump came along and he was a system disruptor, but the system only exists to protect and enrich itself. And so that's why they freaked. What you're seeing today is simply the end of a 6-7 year freak out at somebody who dared say and try to do things that he wasn't supposed to say and try to do. Things the system didn't want done. Now, you may think that's actually the bad news, but it's a lot worse than that, because there's more to this Roman angle than the one I just described. And it's something we're going to have to tackle, because I think people are getting something huge wrong about today. We'll tackle that in a second. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, we have a corrupt system in our late stage republic. And I realize the system is celebrating today. They all got the vapors, the Trump virus, the Populare never should have risen. He's finally in some trouble. This is the Super Bowl.
Joining me now to talk about all of this is CNN chief law enforcement and intelligence analyst John Miller and former federal prosecutor and senior legal analyst Ellie Honig. Are you guys sick of talking about this already? No. I mean, this is unprecedented.
This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
It's so exciting. Oh, my gosh. They can't contain themselves. Anderson Cooper almost wet his granny pants.
And Karen, you're saying as soon as he enters that building, he is technically under arrest?
Yes. He will be in the custody of the DA's office investigators, obviously with his Secret Service guard as well.
So this moment at 1:24 p.m. Eastern time, Donald J. Trump is under arrest?
Yes, he is.
And of course it's a sham. I love the statute of limitations thing. Wait, what? That doesn't work. We paused it.
The governor of New York during the COVID pandemic pressed pause on the statute of limitations for a period of time for all cases, for all criminal cases in New York. And that pause was for more than a year. So that is going to be another tolling is what they call it, of the statute of limitations that the prosecution will rely upon here.
They just pause the statute of limitation? Now, I'm not a lawyer by trade, but I don't think that's how that works. Hey, guys, pause. Just hold it for a year and we'll pick it up. All right. Now, I do think a lot of people today are understandably making a big mistake. And this is that mistake. They're making this all about Donald Trump. It's about Trump. It's about Trump. It's about Trump. It's about Trump. I can't believe what they're doing to Trump. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about the system and it's about Donald Trump challenging that system. And the reason you can't make it all about Donald Trump today is if you make it about one man and you make it about Trump and the charges, and these are ridiculous, and the statute of limitations and all these, if you think about it in that way, then you think that this will somehow, it will somehow end. Hey, this will be over soon, or he'll beat these charges, or we'll be fine. Brother, when the populares rose in a corrupt Roman Republic, when they got done killing the populares, another one came, and then they killed him, and then another one came, and then they killed him, and another one came, and then they killed him, but until eventually Caesar came along and really solved a lot of these problems. But what's happening to Donald Trump is the beginning. Yes, it's a culmination of a 6-7 year effort to stop this system disruptor, but this is not the end. Even if Trump goes to prison, and he certainly could, given where he's going to be tried and who the judge is going to be and everything else. Even if Trump goes to prison, this is not the end. This is the beginning. This is but a taste of where we're going. Now, I still believe we can stop where we're going, or at least we can ease up on some of the damages. But there is something we have to acknowledge. We have no chance to stop where this is going. No chance to stop this insanity. No chance to stop them from doing this again and again and again and again and again, because today it's New York, tomorrow it's San Francisco, it's Chicago, it's Houston, Texas. It's pick your blue city across the country doing this to Republican after Republican after Republican. Nothing will stop this unless this attitude stops now and forever.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise.
Barf. You think Alvin Bragg is laying down tonight? Do you think he's going to lay down in bed tonight and say, man alive, I got to tell you guys, I hope nobody points out my hypocrisy. If these guys go to the radio and TV, if these politicians go on Fox News and they point out the fact that I let a bunch of murderers and criminals go, but I busted Donald Trump, if they make me look like a hypocrite, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight. You think Alvin Bragg's saying that tonight? You see, here's the truth of it, and here's the hard truth of it. I'm sitting here doing a radio show for you right now. If somebody breaks in my home and starts beating up my wife right now, he's a bad guy. That's a bad guy. But if the show ends and I drive home and I walk in the house and he's still beating up my wife, and instead of stopping him, I greet the dog. Hey, Fred, how are you? Oh, the boys came down. Boys, how was school today? Nice. Hey, what's in the fridge for dinner? At what point in time do I become the bad guy? How many Republican district attorneys are in power in cities or towns or states across the United States of America? Need I remind you, the vast majority of the states in this country are controlled by the GOP, by Republicans. How many Republican DAs are in power across this nation? A lot. That's the answer to that question, in case you're wondering. The answer is a lot. Now, let me ask you something. How many Republican DAs across this nation have announced they are going to pursue charges against Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, AOC, Chuck Schumer? One? Has there even been one? Let me spoil it for you. I hate to give this away on live radio. Not one. Do you think Democrats fear our calls that they're hypocrites? No, you are dealing with religious zealots who just got done busting Trump. This will be a model for them going forward. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the GOP is now firmly in the crosshairs, and they will be arrested, and they will be tried, and they will start going to prison unless the communist starts to experience fear and pain, because a religious zealot only understands fear and pain. Legal fear and pain. Where are our people? Do we even have them? Do we even have them? Because I've heard all the comments all day long. Oh my gosh, he's such a hypocrite. Oh, he's a hypocrite, guys. Well, he's a hypocrite. He knows! Hypocrisy's his job! He was put in there by George Soros to turn violent criminals loose so they'll rape and murder you, causing unrest in society. And he was put there to arrest the political opponents of Democrats. His job description is hypocrisy. And we look at the guy who's in office, whose job it is to be a hypocrite. And we look and we say, man, you're a hypocrite. And we think that's going to sway him or move him. Place Chuck Schumer in handcuffs and parade him around. Give me a mugshot of Joe Biden. Give me a mugshot of Barack Obama tomorrow. And watch how fast the next communist has to second guess himself before he pursues these things. Where's my Barack Obama mugshot? No. Or is that not who we are? Oh, I almost forgot. I almost forgot who we are. We don't want to do a tit for tat.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit for tat exercise.
Maybe. You know what? I wish I had some way to frame this. Chris, you and Michael were tech nerds. Figure this out. I wish I had some way to frame. There's no better way to describe the political battle in this country than Republicans talking about not doing a tit for tat and then getting out of office. And 15 minutes later, they're arresting the former president of the United States of America. Only one side's playing to win. Until that changes, nothing changes and nothing stops. Start arresting them back now before it's too late, because it will be too late. It will. All right. Now, I do have good news. Really, really good news. You ready for that? I think we could all use some of that. Remember, we're going to carry Trump's comments live in the final hour of the show. We have good news for you next. Before we get to the good news, let's give you a little bit of action you can do. Everyone wants action. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, there's no magic pill. There's no savior coming to bail out America from the problem we're in. We have years and years and years of blocking and tackling ahead of us. Little things, little things, little things. Who's your cell phone with? Are you paying Verizon to do this to your country? Because they're helping. Are you paying AT&T? You know they own CNN, right? You paying T-Mobile? Their CEO advised Democrats how to beat Trump. Are you paying them for that? You'd switch to Pure Talk. Takes you 10 minutes right now on your phone. You'll not only keep the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, your bill gets cut in half and you support a company that shares your values. American workers, CEOs, a veteran. Go look up Pure Talk. You've never seen any of the filth coming out of them because they love this place the way you do. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an additional 50% off your first month. Switch today. Hang on.
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Once again, Jewish producer Chris is playing Green Grass in High Times, so I guess we know how Chris is going to be relieving some stress tonight after a long day here in politics. Some of us aren't interested in the devil's lettuce, Chris. Some of us are only going to go home and rest after today. Are you ready for some news? You ready to start changing this? How do we change this? What do we do? What do we do? Because we got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get to some more stuff next hour that's not Trump related. Remember, we're going to be carrying Trump's comments live in the third hour, and that's probably going to gobble up most of the hour. We're not even going to have commercial breaks. So we got things to get to. What do we do? Well, email. Jesse, I'm on the board of finance in my town. Tomorrow, the superintendent of our local school is coming to present the budget. I recently discovered a curriculum used by the school that has tons of LGBT garbage. I printed out 10 pages of it and intend to read it in front of the superintendent during the budget meeting. I will then tell her that I will never support any budget put forth by her entire time on the board. We need to make it hurt, and this is how you do it. You've inspired me to fight back. Jesse, how does that help Trump? Look, there's nothing you can do to help Donald Trump right now. Nothing. I know that's hard. I know you want to. I want to. Be nice to get him out of this mess. Doesn't deserve it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing I can do. But there's so much you can do for your country. But as we've talked about over and over and over again on the show, it's not the sexy stuff. I know, especially on a day like today, you're full of anxiety and I'm down and out and gosh, it sucks. And they're busting him. I know. Man, start with your community first. Do you understand? I want the right to understand this all the way. You understand that you're the revolutionary now, right? The communists forever have been the revolutionaries in this country. And they have conducted themselves like revolutionaries. Now, how does a revolutionary conduct himself? We're not talking about hot war revolutionaries. How does a revolutionary conduct himself? How? Well, because he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the straight up military might to go head to head. He finds ways he can win. He finds areas he can win. He can solidify. How did the Viet Cong, how did they fight the American troops in Vietnam? Did you know our troops who were fighting the Viet Cong, the guerrillas in the South, did you know that they beat the living crap out of those guys in virtually every single head-to-head engagement? It wasn't even close. The marksmanship, the fire maneuver, the communication, we were so much better than them. Well, the Viet Cong figured that out. And so what'd they do? Well, no more head-to-head confrontation. We're not going to win there. All we're going to do is deplete our manpower. Let's focus on areas we can win and deny those areas to Americans. That's how the communists have conducted themselves in this country for decades. Hey, we want to take this. Oh, they stopped this. Okay, well, all right, that's too much. Let's take this instead. Oh, no, they stopped this. All right, fine, let's readjust. We'll try to take this. We'll try to take education. We'll try to take entertainment. Hey, let's try to take sports. They wanted sports forever. They could never get into it. Hey, we really want the military. They wanted the military forever. They could never get into it. Now, because they patiently attacked every area where they could win, now they hold all the positions of power with our cultural institutions. Okay, that's fine. That's where we are. We must take them back. But where do we begin? Should we take our guerrilla force and go take them on head on? No. You're not going to do anything in New York City. Nothing. You're not going to help Donald Trump. You're not going to bounce Alvin Bragg from office. You're not going to take care of the problems even in the federal government. Even if you elect Donald Trump next time or Ron DeSantis next time or whoever your person has to be, even then that person won't have the power or the ability to clean out all the endless rot in our federal institutions. But, my goodness, your community, you sure can. You're the revolutionary now, so start acting like it. Stop acting like that lame argument we've used forever. Well, we're the silent majority, and start acting like you're a revolutionary that has no positions of power. What do you need to focus on first? Areas where they're weak and you can win. Your little red town, it has a blue school board. You know why? They're the only ones who run for office, and we scoff at it. Your red town has blue communists all over the board of supervisors. Why? They never miss these elections. We scoff at them. I'll bring this up to people. Run for local. Run for a local election. Oh, okay. We don't have time for that. The communist has never once in this country woken up and seen any election anywhere and said to himself, oh, gosh, I don't have time for that. You remember that email I read from the former communist who listens to the show? She writes in sometimes. It's really old, so old-time listeners will remember. But I remember it like it was yesterday. They're so committed to the electoral process. When she was a communist, she missed some jerkwater local vote, one that you've never voted in your life. She was so sick to her stomach about missing a vote one day, she had to go to therapy for it. That's how much they care about your community. That's why wolves now educate your children. They sit on your school board. They sit on your city council, but they are so powerless there. meaning we have the numbers locally and can go take it back from them. We must begin in the hinterlands. We must begin where Mao began. He didn't begin in Beijing. Mao began in the hinterlands. We must do likewise. Begin with your community first, then your state. Then as we work our way in, then we can worry about conquering the national problems. Start locally. You can win locally. And you will. You will win. All right. We're done off this indictment stuff for just a little bit. We're going to come back to it because Trump's going to speak. But there's some Chinese news and manufacturing news, and none of that stuff is very good. All right, you know what else isn't good? Getting beat up by a homeless person. That sucks. Also, stabbed by a violent criminal. I've heard that's no fun at all. I've never personally been stabbed myself. Being randomly assaulted when you're out for a jog. That doesn't sound like fun. No one assaults me when I'm out for a jog, probably because it looks like I'm being assaulted with my running form. It's not very good. Either way, you should probably buy a Hero Arrow so none of these things happen to you, because our country is now full of violent, drug-addicted, mentally ill criminals, and the person you love the most is probably walking around naked. Nothing to protect themselves with. A Hero gun or a Hero Arrow, it's non-lethal. Don't need a concealed carry permit. It will stop somebody in their tracks and save your life and the life of the person you love the most. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.